Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Right now, we have Mayor Kerry Underwood, Mayor of Tuscumbia, Alabama, to share his Muscle Shoals Boutique Air experience.
My wife and I, we were flying from here to Atlanta, which is a very fantastic trip to go from one to the other at such a great rate. In that route was just a casual, comfortable environment, which sometimes flying is not casual and comfortable. During that time, we just got to visiting with the pilot and the co-pilot. Come to find out, it was a husband and wife team. And it's hard to put into words how that gave us a comfort level, but just knowing that there was a family that was flying the plane, having normal conversations as we were interacting with them, made it feel like home. And for me, this Shoals area is home. And knowing that there was someone who had that same sort of mentality and that same interaction between husband and wife going from one airport to another gave everybody on that plane, including myself, a comfort level that I really can't put into words. When we say this is boutique air, it's also very unique in that it is very hometown and personable. And to me, that matters when you're flying.
To plan your boutique air experience, go to boutiqueair.com. That's boutique air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and right now I have the founder of Warrior Horse on the line with me, Kevin Russell. And I found out about Warrior Horse thanks to Neil McCoy. Many of you remember Neil McCoy, and his popular music, especially from the 90s. He is still out and about, and he's trying to help special organizations. And I'm so glad that Neil shared about this organization so that we could bring awareness to Warrior Horse today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kevin Russell.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely glad to help you. And for those who have been following the Mark White Show for any length of time, they know that I have a passion for law enforcement, military. I was a law enforcement officer myself, and now am a radio host, podcast host, whatever you want to call it. This is what I do now. But I have an opportunity, Kevin, to be a vehicle to bring awareness to special organizations that can help our military members, our first responders. And I think that Warrior Horse is a great fit for what I do here on the Mark White Show.
Well, I tell you what, who wouldn't want to help both our veterans and our first responders, knowing what they deal with on a daily basis?
And when we talk about Warrior Horse, we're talking about transforming the lives of military veterans through horses.
Absolutely. And it's a national all-expense-paid program for the veterans to come out and work with horses on our ranch. And they learn about horse behavior, horsenality, how to stay safe around the horses, and how to keep the horses safe around them. And it's a unique interaction between the veteran and the horse that transforms the veteran's psyche. So it's very beneficial. It's a 100% success rate. It's just magic what happens out in the round pen with the horses.
Well, Kevin, let's talk about your background and what led you to found Warrior Horse.
Well, my background comes from my father being in the Air Force for 27 years. I myself am not a veteran because I was tired of all that moving. But I made a bond with the horse, a retired thoroughbred, 14 years ago, and I knew there was some kind of magic involved in that because I didn't even understand what took place. I didn't understand how much relief I got at that particular point. So, as always, I prayed diligently for the next 8 years until I pestered God enough that he said, okay, here's what I built you for. And I just stepped back and let him create the program and watched everything that he did and knew that it was going to be 100% successful because I had very little to do with it.
We certainly can do very little by ourselves.
When you got that power backing you and you see on a daily break basis that he just drops this down, eventually you wake up in the morning with your arms out because you know something else is coming because he knows you're going to do something with it. And it's going to be a positive effect. And that's how Neil McCoy came along. Him and Gary Sinise were put on my heart. And just out of the blue, I just said, okay, whatever. You know, I'm little old Kevin from Frierson, Louisiana. What am I going to do with that kind of stuff? And the next thing you know, I'm meeting Neil McCoy. And he found out that we have a chimney business. So he invited me out to service his chimney. Found out what we do with Warrior Horse, and then decided to come to our grand opening to help raise funds for our program.
Isn't it amazing what a couple of people diving in to an effort like this can do? I mean, when we're talking about Gary Sinise and we're talking about Neil McCoy, we're talking about some guys that have a pretty good following. And when they say something, just like you being on the program right now, because Neil brought awareness to it, it gives it some big momentum.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, you know, I just kind of stepped back and let things happen. And it just like when I met Gary Sinise, something told me to go to the airport when he was here picking up World War II veterans to go to the new museum down in New Orleans. And I went out there, and the next thing you know, him and his assistant are the only two in the walkway. I went up to him, introduced myself, told him what I had going, and we met, took a picture, and parted ways. And, I mean, who's gonna be watching the morning news and find out that somebody that's been put on their heart's going to show up at the airport and even believe you're going to get in front of them to see them up there. It's just all been miraculous, Mark. I just can't explain it other than that.
Well, it takes a little bit of something extra, too, to take that step, even when you have a really good, worthy cause, to approach someone, and I've done it before, to try to tell them what you're doing and have them take it to heart and then want to move forward with it. And it sounds to me like, as you have talked about, you just found the right people, Kevin, to be able to bring awareness to Warrior Horse.
I believe you're absolutely right. And it's all based on the belief that it's our responsibility to put love into action to help solve problems and change the world.
Let's talk about the success of the program, the three-day program itself. However you do the Warrior Horse program, let's break it down for listeners so that they understand what this is about.
Okay, so what we do is we bring them in to our local area, which is by Shreveport, Louisiana, and we pretty much just let them know what the program's going to entail for the next 3 days, debrief them on how everything's going to work. And then they come into a classroom setting where we have a PowerPoint presentation and we teach them about horses and the way horses act and react and why they do it and all the things that the horses actually have in common with the veterans that they deal with on a daily basis. And then we teach them the techniques that they're going to use out in the round pen to develop a bond with the horse. And what they do is they work to a point of mutual trust on both the part of the horse and the veteran until there's a breakthrough on each one of them. And like I said, that interaction between them transforms the veteran psyche, relieving deep-seated stress, produces a catalyst for change within the veteran to where they can actually start living again instead of just existing.
That's so important as we think about the challenges that military members face when they are in battle, when they are serving our country, they're serving us, and then they come home, and the civilian life is not necessarily something that every member of the military can settle back into so easily. Because we appreciate the service they've committed to our country, because we appreciate the sacrifices that they have made, then we try to make sure that when our veterans are struggling, when they're suffering, that we don't let them fall through the cracks, that we have opportunities and ways for them to be able to acclimate back into society, to be able to adjust. And it sounds to me like the Warrior Horse program helps to do that as they try to overcome the challenges maybe that they faced in the military, and it may include PTSD that they acquired through service.
Well, most of them have, because it's the fact that the human body and mind is only made to withstand and experience certain things. When you go beyond that point, it starts haunting you and starts misfiring your brain into trying to forget things to where you can't understand it. And like you said, you know, we can't do enough for our veterans. To me, it's absolutely, totally unacceptable for them to make it all the way back home from war and to have to deal with what they're going through with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injuries that affect them in such a manner that their only way out in their mind becomes ending their life. And it just passes the burden on and the hurt and the pain and suffering to all their loved ones that could do nothing about it. By using horses, some kind of miracle happens out there to relieve some of the pressure for them and get them to where they can go home and start building the relationships with their spouses again, with their family, their friends, and start opening up and trusting others again.
Kevin, if it's okay, I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to tell people, tell listeners how they can connect with Warrior Horse, how they can support the effort. If they are a veteran, how they can participate in this special effort, if you'll stick with me.
Absolutely.
Folks, right now we're talking to Kevin Russell. He is the founder of Warrior Horse. I want you to check it out. You can find them on Facebook, on social media at Warrior Horse. That's WarriorHorse. We're going to continue this conversation as we try to be there for our military veterans one horse at a time through Warrior Horse. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm glad that you all could join us this afternoon as we talk to the founder of Warrior Horse, Kevin Russell. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Kevin.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Mark.
When I look at Warrior Horse, the Warrior Horse program uses a personalized and interactive assisted method, which we call the bonding process, to assist military veterans who suffer from PTSD to begin their recovery from this debilitating disorder. How did the program get developed so that you could see these type of results between a military service member and a horse?
It's back from that bond that I made 14 years ago with the horse, and knew that there was magic in it, and wanted to share that in such a way that it dramatically changed someone's life. And we put the program together because of our veterans, and for most of them that attend or even try to contact us, it's usually a last resort for them because they've tried the talk therapy. They've tried the drugs to try to straighten their thoughts and minds and selves out. A lot of them did the alcohol just to try to relieve the pain. And this is something that they can come to that there's absolutely no judgment. The people that are in our program, the instructors, everybody on our board, we think like horses do, which is 100% non-judgmental. So we're not trying to dig into anybody's brain. We're not trying to pull things out of you. We're not trying to make you talk about anything that's uncomfortable. If you want to talk about it, we're certainly here to listen. But by using horses, it's totally nonverbal. You have to use body language to communicate with one another. And just the fact that you're out there with a 1,200-pound animal that you don't know anything about, that knows nothing about you, and you have to work it out there to where you're the herd leader. And when there's that much trust with something that big, it's just amazing how it can help relieve some stress.
Kevin, you saw a post that I made yesterday, and the comment that I read that somebody had made was that suicide doesn't end the pain, it just passes it on to others.
Absolutely, and to me, nobody should be pressed into the position of having to decide to begin with. There's a lot of programs out there. Certainly, horses aren't the one for everybody. Some of them use therapy dogs, and you know, there's other animals that are used for it. And some of them, talk therapy might work great for, but it, you know, none of them are perfect for everybody. And it's so bad that yesterday morning I was watching the morning CBS News, saw a nurse that had lost her son, a 19-year-old that was an EMT that couldn't take all the stress related to the last year of COVID, so he took his own life. That's when I jumped on the bandwagon and just got on social media and said, look, anybody that knows any avenue that we can go through to reach people that are first responders across the entire country, let us know, because we've already adapted the Warrior Horse classroom portion of it to fit first responders. And my chimney company is going to foot the bill until we get everything established and get some fundraising to fly first responders in from across the country that need the services immediately before anything else is established. So if anybody's out there, any of your listeners know of anybody, or their heart's hurting for somebody, or they know somebody in a hospital that would be dealing with individuals on staff, first responders that are not doing very well at all, they can certainly contact us and we'll take care of them immediately.
Well, that makes me feel good to know that it exists for first responders, military members. I have a friend right now, his name's Christopher Lowrance, and he's riding 4,300 miles across the country on his bike to bring awareness to first responder suicide through an organization called Blue Help. And Chris is doing this because he realizes the importance of saving those who made that sacrifice and service to their communities. And I certainly appreciate what you're doing, Kevin. And I can just tell you, you know, this may or may not make it on the air, but being a law enforcement officer myself, the things that I carry with me, it's pretty heavy stuff. And, you know, to try to do this radio show is a way for me to try to help how I can, knowing what I'm feeling and hoping that it touches somebody out there who may be going through the same thing, to try to encourage them while they're still out there serving in the way that they may have for many years, carrying the burden of depression and addiction and other things they might have to go through.
Absolutely. And, you know, somebody once asked me, where do you think the most dangerous place to live is? And without even thinking or hesitating, I said, in your own mind. I mean, it's a quiet place in there. You can't control half of what goes on in there. Nobody else can see what's going on in there. And no matter where you go, you're still there. And when you've got that kind of a burden, it just eats on you constantly, as far as I see it. And I've been given a gift, not only through the chimney business, to use it as a tool to provide financial support for the programs that we do, but to be able to communicate with horses, to communicate with people, and put the two of them together to make a difference in their lives.
Well, Kevin, let's see if we can bring some more financial help to Warrior Horse. I want you to be able to share how people can connect, what you want them to do to be a part of this effort.
Well, if they want to make any financial donations, they can certainly go to our website, which is warriorhorse.net. And they can donate there as well as on Facebook. There's a donate button on there. And if anybody wants to just physically send a check instead of all the electronic gizmos, they can send it here to 524 Wallace Lake Road in Frierson, Louisiana. And our address is also on our website and Facebook page. And any amount is always helpful.
And, of course, we want people to follow on social media if they can. If they do Facebook, they can follow Warrior Horse. They can go to the website again, warriorhorse.net. They can also give you a call at 318-218-2825. And, Kevin, I wish you much success, and just know that the Mark White Show is here to help. And whatever I can do moving forward to try to bring awareness to your effort, just let me know, and we'll continue to bring awareness to Warrior Horse, okay?
Well, Mark, I certainly appreciate you reaching out, and it's been an honor to speak with you.
Absolutely. Same here, Kevin. Folks, we've been talking to Kevin Russell. He's the founder of Warrior Horse. I want you to go check it out, warriorhorse.net. Follow them on Facebook at Warrior Horse, and find out where you can help. If you're a veteran and you're struggling, if you're a first responder and you're struggling, I want you to reach out to Warrior Horse and see if there's an opportunity for you to go through this program, and maybe it's something that can help you. If you're at wit's end, and you're in that moment where you feel like there's nothing left for you, that there's no hope, I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to know that there are organizations out there, that there are people out there who care about you and want you to live, who want you to be able to live your best life. And I hope that you will check out the Warrior Horse and find out more information about it, how it can help you. Here on the Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers like Kevin Russell, and we bring awareness to their efforts to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know, especially right now, let your military friends, your first responder friends know about this show. You may help save their life. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people. Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory-smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow-smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.